Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship radio station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers. Let's not forget about our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thank you so very, very much for doing the great job you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, as well as Getter at Captain's America. And, of course, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And remember, folks, if you can't hear us any other way, there's a live stream playing right now, right there, on thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can hear the show wherever you are at, right there, and it's coming off our flagship station right there. So there you go. All right, joining us right now, we have the one, the only, the professor of politics, who is in the middle of another quagmire over there in California. We'll tell you about that in just a couple of minutes. It's Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's 75 degrees, partly cloudy. The gang's in town. We've got a big group of people that are up here from Miami because guess who's playing football on Sunday over at Raymond James?
Who's that?
The Miami Dolphins.
Oh, very cool.
They're coming to play the Bucks.
Very interesting.
Yep, we got a lot of people. I saw them getting out of the cars here before it got dark with their Miami garb on going into the hotel. And, I mean, it is freaking packed. Packed, I say. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got a question for you.
Yep.
Joe Biden and his top administration officials went to a border security talk in Mexico. Don't we have a border czar named Kamala Harris?
Well, we do, but, you know, Captain, I don't know. I think, you know, she wasn't with them, though.
Did you hear where she was?
She went to New Jersey, I think.
Did you hear what she was doing?
She went to a daycare center, I think.
And a vaccination center. Of all things to do, when you're talking about border security, okay, why isn't the border czar there?
Well, you know, Captain, I've given this a lot of thought. And, you know, obviously Kamala Harris is smarter than the average bear. She knows that the best way to figure out the underlying reasons for migration evidently lies somewhere
in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, in a daycare center.
Yes.
So, in other words, I just don't want to question her logic.
Well, I got it figured out too. Then, if you got it figured out, I got it figured out. There's a big port there called the Port of Elizabeth, New Jersey, right there, just outside New York. So they must figure there's a bunch of illegal aliens coming in inside those containers or something at the Port of Elizabeth. Although that has been a hub for years for everything from drugs to stolen vehicles to whatever.
Well, exactly. But or she's so good at remote controlling everything that she can do that from a daycare center in New Jersey.
All right, we got it figured out. Okay, I'm glad you did that. All right, now in the meantime, as we've been hearing, the jobs report yesterday was released, and it was an absolute dumpster fire. Only 194,000 jobs were created. They had talked about 500,000 expected. 183,000 people, by the way, left the labor force as well. Couple that with the out-of-control inflation that the nation is currently experiencing, and stagflation, or Bidenflation, if you want to call it that, is starting to feel like a good word that describes the current malaise that we've got going on here, because Joe Biden tried to blow smoke up everybody's butt yesterday and talk about, well, you know, the unemployment rate got lower, and, well, you know, people, we have work, and we have 11 million jobs available. Look, yeah, sure, right, Joe?
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned the word malaise, because we're going to start hearing that word a lot more, I think. We go back to the 1970s with the Carter malaise, and Joe Biden, of course, is setting up, I think, what could be 10 times worse. And, of course, the labor number, the unemployment number you mentioned, you know, a lot of people have gotten out of the job-seeking market altogether. So I think that's what's helping to twist that number a little bit. So that's not entirely reliable as a gauge. But, of course, they did try to spin it as the positive note in this is that 4.8% unemployment has now obtained and this kind of thing. And it's just not good. And you also said the word dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Which is exactly right.
Well, with the bad news is hanging out there, of course, the White House had to trot old Joe out, who had just got done bragging about people getting fired over the vaccine mandates a date earlier, and to smooth things over, you know, he was supposed to get out there and make things sound all that much better. But let me just talk about something here. We have a bunch of police officers that are about to get fired here over the period of the next week because of these mandates that are coming due. Seattle is about to lose about 30% of their force who absolutely positively will not get vaccinated. And the officers are saying, look, we'll work right up until the day they want to fire us, but we're not getting vaccinated. We don't care. So if you're going to lose about 300 officers about a week from now, that's going to be a big, big time problem with all the crime that we already know about in Seattle. Hold that thought. We'll get your reaction to that when we come back. But folks, this vaccine mandate stuff, it's ridiculous. You're going to lose police officers because of it? Wow. Holy cow. And just think about that for a second. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, yesterday I ran into somebody that wanted me to tell them why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain and why I promote it so much. And I said, well, I promote it because I take it and it works for me, and I've been taking it for over 6 years. And by the way, I believe that Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission. As a matter of fact, I know they are. Their mission is to get this Relief Factor to as many people as can possibly take it to get them out of pain, because there is a non-prescriptive, healthy way with no drugs to get you out of pain and get the discomfort and the inflammation out of your body, and it helps you to heal. Now, the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, things that your body needs to have anyway. And I'll tell you this much, if you have back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, hip, knee, foot pain, arthritis, rheumatism, guess what? This product will help you. Now, you can start with the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It'll take you 3 weeks at the very most to find out. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 quick start. Very simple, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 3-week quick start. I'm sure you're going to be happy. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let me make a statement. Is it true that vaccinated people cannot spread COVID-19?
No, it's not true, I think. I think they can do that if they have a virus, you know, in their body at that time. Yeah.
Well, Joe Biden was speaking in Elk Grove, Illinois, the other day, touting his administration's implementation of vaccine mandates for federal workers and active duty military, and pushing to mandate large businesses he wanted to have take it as well. And he said, and I quote, "We have to beat this thing. That's why I have to move forward the requirements that everyone gets vaccinated. By the way, my administration is now requiring federal workers to be vaccinated. We've also required federal contractors to be vaccinated. If you have a contract with the federal government, working for the federal government, you have to be vaccinated. We're also requiring active duty military to be vaccinated."
Well, that's right, and he went on to talk about, I think, that healthcare workers and so forth, that he wants the healthcare workers to be vaccinated, and because that way you go to the hospital and you know that nobody can pass the virus to you if they've been vaccinated. That's basically what he was talking about. And so I thought, okay, well, whoopee, now that means that nobody would ever have to wear a mask if they were vaccinated. But obviously, again, the president doesn't have his facts straight, and they have to go over and then talk to the press secretary about that.
The mainstream media is not holding him accountable for the lies he continues to tell. Instead, the media is having to go to Jen Psaki, as you said, to question her about, well, how come he said this? Because we did a fact check, and this isn't true, and that isn't true, et cetera, and all that sort of stuff. And that's what's going on right now.
Well, exactly right. And obviously, the job of press secretary is hard enough, you know, political party aside. It's a really, really tough job, but it makes it a lot harder if you have to constantly be trying to spin what your president just said, which was demonstrably false, in several different occasions, and try to make it look good. Joe Biden, of course, you can almost hear the resignation or the exasperation in his voice, Captain, is talking about, I've done everything in my power and this kind of thing. Boy, it sounds to me, Captain, like this isn't somehow the guy who was running on the idea that we're going to beat COVID and all
okay.
that stuff.
Okay, he's done everything in his power to keep gasoline prices low, but then again, we don't want to have gas, we want to have electric vehicles, so he doesn't care if gas goes to $8 a gallon or whatever. In the meantime, I heard of several different areas, not only in the big cities in the Northeast, but also out there by you, where there are prices approaching, if not already, at $5 a gallon.
Oh, yes, that and $5 plus. I think up near L.A. and so forth, there are some places where it's over $5 a gallon. This is going to have an effect. It's not happening in a vacuum. And we can go down the list of all the things of trucks driving to go to bring groceries to grocery stores and so on and so forth. But this is going to have an effect on people's psyche in terms of how they feel about spending money in other parts of the economy.
I went to the grocery store yesterday and I got the same amount of stuff that I got when I got bought what I bought a couple weeks ago. And in the course of a couple of weeks, the bag that I had that cost me a little bit more than $30 was now almost $50 for the same items I got 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you see that, and that is a way of representing in the physical world what these price hikes actually.
And this is all directly attributed to Joe Biden. No ifs, ands, or buts, and his policies. Okay, let's go to the telephone line. And waiting very patiently to get on is Bagamon Bob. So Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was wondering about the vaccines. I've heard that from a different place on the internet, I guess, in TV shows, to where its effectiveness is starting to wane after several months. And how much, and does the booster stop that? And is the efficacy of the vaccine declining? And the other thing I want to ask about is is Kamala Harris. One of the reasons she might be hiding up in New Jersey is that they're putting her up there because they don't want her down there with Biden, because in the event that she decides to run, they figure she can't win anyway, so they don't want her really running. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, the vaccine stability and the effectiveness of it, the one that just said it started to wane after about 6 months was the Pfizer vaccine.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Not the Moderna and not the J&J. There are reports and there are surveys out there that the Moderna vaccine goes into the 90 percentile a year later.
Precisely. And again, what this points up, Captain, is that fighting COVID and dealing with COVID is a complex issue, in the sense that some of these vaccines that were developed, or the one particularly you mentioned, Pfizer, that seems to have a lower efficacy or longevity rate than the others do at this time. So in order to fight COVID properly, we have to account for all these different things. But what the Joe Biden administration wants to do is simply have a one-size-fits-all Americans everywhere all the time and roll it out and then actually divide people on the idea that you're not just following what Joe Biden said to go do. If they want to really do science, it's more complex than what they're saying.
Well, here's the deal. They have got themselves in a position where it looks like as if, and we've heard it already, it looks like as if you are going to have an annual shot for coronavirus until they figure out whether or not they've got rid of it or not.
That, I think we're heading down that road for sure.
Yep.
I think that also points up, Captain, that this virus is wholly unlike anything that we've probably ever faced before, simply because if it came out of a lab, if it came out of the gain-of-function research and all that, this didn't, you know, come out from under a rock that's been there for 5,000 years or something. This is something new, and honestly, I think they don't know really how to deal with it. They don't know what it's going to do next, and they're grasping a lot of the time, I think.
No, and one of the things that I did was they were telling everybody, you've heard it, if you haven't heard it, you're going to hear it again right now, because of the fact that everything last year was pretty much labeled COVID, there was no, quote, flu season, right?
Right.
Well, guess what? This year the flu season is back.
Well, that's exactly right, because people are out and about as well, and so that kind of transmission is still going to be there.
Yep.
But you do see people, though, taking a lot more sort of hygienic strategies these days, hand washing and all that kind of stuff.
Guess what I did on Tuesday of this week when I went to the doctor to have my bandage changed in my leg?
What's that?
I got a flu shot because I believe the flu is going to be back, and I believe it's going to come conflict with the coronavirus and make things even worse this year. I think they're trying to do everything they can to keep coronavirus as an issue so they can keep these voting restrictions out there because, again, we have a midterm coming next year.
Right.
And they're telling everybody, well, if you get the vaccine, if you get the vaccine, you can eat, you can go out, you can do whatever, you can go to a ball game, you can do it. Yeah, okay. Hold that thought. When we get back, we're going to have another little discussion about some things that are out there. By the way, my buddy Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break this time. He needs to get out and get about here in the city, do some things instead of sitting on his butt over there in his condo on the beach. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is not using executive privilege to prevent a House panel from obtaining records related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration will consider the use of executive privilege on a case-by-case basis, but will not prevent the U.S. archives from complying with an initial request from the House panel investigating January 6th.
The president has also been clear that he believes it to be of the utmost importance for both Congress and the American people to have a complete understanding of the events of that day.
The Select Committee has asked for all records about former President Trump's meetings and communications in the days leading up to a Stop the Steal rally. The former president could take legal action on his own to prevent the archives from releasing those documents. A lawyer for former Trump advisor Steve Bannon says he won't comply with the House committee's investigation. This is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You know something? I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, we do things a little differently here with MyPillow. I'm not just going to sit here and say, well, the pillows are marked down, well, the sheets are marked down, well, they're whatever. No, go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at everything he's got there. You'll see the prices, and it says, promo with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such-and-such. Okay, the only promo code you need to know is the word captain, because that's good for anything on the website, including the Radio Listener Specials page that has a big logo link there, and it says, click here for additional savings, Radio Listener Specials, and you'll see some insanely low prices on items there, about two dozen items. Again, promo code CAPTAIN, but if you don't want to place your order on the line because you're afraid you might get hacked or something like that, I've got the telephone number for you. You can call and do everything on the phone. Their number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call, place your order, and then use the promo code CAPTAIN to get the lowest possible price you can possibly get. So that's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and if you want to call them, it's 800-641-5459. 1-800-259-9159. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, obviously, we talked about the jobs not being what they thought they were going to be, but the big number that stands out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics is the labor participation rate has stalled with 61.6% of the civilian population working. Now, that's down below significantly where it was when Donald Trump was in office.
Well, exactly. And there are several different things happening, I think, and including, and some, this is now beginning to, or has ended in many cases, the extra unemployment that was being given out. But then I think also, Captain, we're hearing that some people are afraid to go back into the job market. They don't want to because they're afraid of COVID-19, and the list goes on. Unfortunately, we're not going to get revved up with this economy until we start getting participation back up. And Steve Forbes had a good sort of analysis of the jobs report and so forth. He talked about the crazy, confusing mandates that keep coming from the Biden administration that are helping to really sort of curtail the job market right now. Even though you have people out there who want to hire, it's also confusing and it's really standing in the way of getting people back to work, he was saying.
Now, we talked about gasoline prices going up and oil going up and all that, right?
Right.
And I'm just going to take a quick look here at oil just to let everybody know what is going on. West Texas crude oil, $78.30 a barrel, went up again yesterday. Brent crude oil, $81.95 a barrel, it went up again yesterday. Futures on oil 1 year out, $90 a barrel. Remember, they're looking for 100 because that's what Iran wants.
Well, sure. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery, $2.33 a gallon. The wholesale price of diesel at the refinery, $2.48 a diesel. That does not count the transportation to get it from point A to B and or the local taxes in the state that you're in. So do the math, and you'll find out what's going on. But that price right there, there's no way in the world that you can come up with a price of $5 a gallon based on that cost right there because it doesn't cost that much to get it to you.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, Captain, sometimes I think, of course, you know, we hear the Democrat party elite, especially the Biden administration, talk about electric cars and so forth. Nothing wrong with electric cars, but it seems to me that they would be happy to see the existing infrastructure or way of life sort of collapse so that they can, essentially everybody's kind of forced to get an electric car, this kind of thing. Or that they can regulate it out, you know, gasoline out of existence.
That's what they're trying to do.
Exactly. And so, again, they're trying to make the decisions for you as opposed to letting market forces come to bear and all that.
But I want everybody to hear this. The White House and Jennifer Grantham, who's the Department of Energy Secretary, were asked what they were planning on doing to try to help things out. Quote, "We are going to take no action at this time. This, folks, is gasoline prices in California and parts of the northeastern United States and large cities. Gasoline is approaching $5 a gallon, if not already there, and gone over the top. They're not going to take any action at this time."
Well, right. I think that's just they're saying, so what? You know, they're just saying,
that's right.
Yeah, well, whatever.
We don't care. We don't care if you don't have enough money to pay for gas. They can't get to work. So what?
Exactly right.
Yep.
Because, again, they feel that they're going to...
Yep.
It's all part of the Build Back Better, which is not right.
All right. On the telephone line, you're about to have a treat, Kyle. On the telephone line, we've got Todd in Tampa. So we're going to go with 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go!
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Jen Pazansky, sit down. You're a loser. I'm going to do the press briefing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank all the socialist, Marxist, Muslim haters of America here today on the Chinese payroll. Okay, you can see that the fake Republicans raised the debt ceiling. Okay, we know the Democrats suck, but the fake Republicans, no, you don't raise the debt ceiling. And you can't fool a Corleone trying to act like you're going after a fake book after they gave you $500 million. Okay, Cuomo, Fredo 1 and Fredo 2. Okay, you're not raising tax. We're not giving this clown $1. You shouldn't have raised the debt ceiling, number one. And we're not giving Joe Biden, who's incompetent, who didn't win anything, who's a disgrace, okay, and a disaster. You can see he's not mentally fit for the job, and nobody voted for him. Anyone in Virginia who votes for blackface, McCullough, whatever his name is over there in Virginia, not McAuliffe. One person should be, what McCollum should be voting for a Democrat. Not one person in Virginia, not one person anywhere in this country should be. I'm glad to see black leaders finally standing up and turning on Biden. Biden turned on you 40 years ago. What's your problem? Where have you been? Okay, stand up for our country. Don't give this clown a dollar. Our Border Patrol is getting overrun at the border. Okay, they hate you. They hate your kids, and they're milking you for every dollar you can. God bless Donald Trump in Iowa. And by the way, January 6th was infiltrated by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I've been to 9 Trump rallies, and they're the nicest, kindest people in the world. Grow a pair and stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior who's under attack, and stand up for your kids not getting a vaccine. Let's get to work, Captain. And
thank
by
you.
The way, let me tell the manager of the Rays, if you don't put Austin Meadows in and keep him in the game, the RBI leader and the best player of the team, then go home and you should be fired. That goes for you too, owner Stu Sternberg. There's no reason we should be laxing Boston.
Thank you.
In a rap.
Thank you. All right, that's Todd in Tampa. Now, Kyle, he said something there, and we need to kind of set the record straight. Did the Republicans raise the debt ceiling?
No.
Who did?
The Democrats.
Every vote to raise the debt ceiling was a Democratic vote.
That's right.
That's a fact. Okay, so the people need to stop saying, well, the Republicans raised the debt. No, they didn't. The Democrats did. And that fact needs to be thrown out there and thrown out there and thrown out there over and over and over and over and over again, because that's what they did. Now, did the Republicans have the votes to stop it? No.
No, they didn't, as a matter of fact. And so, again, you know, as we talked about earlier in the week, Captain, I think this is part of, you know, the old saying, give them enough rope here, you know.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, because, you know, they continue to demonstrate, Captain, in spite of the polling numbers, in spite of the national reaction to many of these different policies, proposals, they keep just forging ahead. And they're doing it to themselves. 2022 is going to be a major reckoning, I think. I can't wait to hear how they spin that.
Now, Senator Marco Rubio, our senator here, our senior senator in Florida, that's funny saying that, but he is. He's the senator with the seniority over Rick Scott, said that the Haitian migrants living in Chile and Ecuador for years are coming to the United States because those countries have run out of jobs. And I've heard that for quite a while.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, here comes the music. That means we got to take a break. When we come back, the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. It's snowing out in the mountains out west. We'll tell you where it's snowing this weekend. It's going to be another one of those winters, I think. So have yourself a great one, and we'll be right back. Grab a cup of coffee.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna. Donna, by the way, yesterday was their wedding anniversary. And we want to say happy anniversary to them up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Their website is cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you pull on in there and find out what they're all about. Largest truck stop chain in the country. And if you're a driver and you haven't been there, shame on you, because you can join the Drivers Club and get points, 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 just like dollars in the bank. For the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the trucker store. We'll tell you more about that right after we play this here hit for you. We're gonna do a little have a little fun here, because this is one of my favorite songs here. So get ready to toe thump and nose bump.
like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar double round the crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy on my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town, and I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Kyle, big and rich, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
That's right. Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, and the video that comes along with that is fantastic because they're all dancing, having a great old time. A lot of it's going on in sync, but anyway, it is what it is. And it's a good way to get the night rolling along there, get the feet moving, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read the weather statement, and I'm going to turn it over to you for what's going on out west. Now, a series of storms will impact the western portions of the U.S. Later this holiday weekend. And when I say holiday weekend, if you don't know, Monday is a holiday. By the way, multiple weather hazards are expected from severe weather, winter weather, and below normal temperatures and strong winds as winter comes to the Rocky Mountains. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's exactly right. A very potent storm is going to be making its way into that area here in the western United States, especially as we start in through Monday through next Wednesday. It looks like we're going to have a lot of snow, and this is going to essentially stretch all the way up from in Montana, Helena, down through Casper, Wyoming, down through Denver, Salt Lake City, and into parts of Nevada and Utah as well. So you want to be very careful of that and to be aware of it. We're starting to see the starting signs of that. We do have some freeze warnings and winter storm watches to tell you about up near Bozeman, Montana, also stretching over a little bit west of there as well. We do have a winter storm watch in that area. Flood watch near Logan, Utah, this along I-15 going down towards Ogden and down towards Salt Lake City, where our friends at the Flying J are, by the way. Just east of there, the winter weather advisory continues in the mountain areas there. Also, freeze watch near Reno, Nevada tonight for our friends up in Reno.
Eddie Floyd.
Eddie Floyd is right there. And then west of that, over near Sacramento, we actually have a high wind watch and partial fire weather watches in that area. So a little bit of fire and ice, as it were. But let me tell you also where there's a freeze warning, and we're looking for some snow as we come into about Monday or so. If you're traveling down Highway 395 in California, down through from Bishop all the way down to about Ridgecrest, you can encounter this in the next day or so on Monday, it looks like. But we do have a freeze warning right there right mm-hmm. now, and down through places like Big Pine, one of the nicest little towns in California.
Now, I got to say this, because what's Monday? What's the holiday?
It's Columbus Day.
And?
And well, it's Columbus Day all day.
And?
What is the end?
Joe Biden is about to sign an executive order declaring it Indigenous Peoples Day for the first time.
Yeah, I heard he was going to...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of states municipalities have already done that kind of thing, but I think the banks will still be closed.
Yeah, they will, and there'll be no mail. Okay, now, we're going to move over to the east here, and looking at Kansas, we've got a fire weather threat in the southwestern corner of Kansas, also in the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo East, in about 40, 50 miles into Oklahoma. Now, moving up into the northeastern quadrant again of Minnesota, east of the Twin Cities, we've got a dense fog advisory. Then that comes right down the Minnesota Wisconsin line all the way down to Illinois, where the northern third of Illinois, to include Chicago, is under a dense fog advisory. Over into the Quad Cities over there in Iowa, so you got that to look forward to. You've also got unsettled weather conditions with the possibility of fog in parts of Indiana and parts of Ohio. Also parts of Kentucky tonight, northeastern Kentucky, and the eastern third of Tennessee. Now, in the meantime, remember that system I've been telling everybody about all week long was going to form with a low and was going to scoot up the East Coast?
Right.
Well, it's scooting up the East Coast. And it's got some wind behind it, not a lot, but it's got a lot of rain behind it, which right now is directly affecting the state of North Carolina, in particular Cape Hatteras, as it's hitting the outer banks of North Carolina. But the surf is all riled up all the way from about Savannah, Georgia, all the way up to the Chesapeake Bay right now. So keep that in mind. In the meantime, up in Maine, we've got some rain there up towards between Bangor and Preston and the Nova Scotia line. So be advised that there is rain in that area. Now, taking a look over here at what's going on this weekend, there is a 40% chance of that system, Kyle, becoming tropical.
Yep. Exactly.
And it merged, the system that's been towing along, creeping along, rather, all week long at about 5 miles an hour, finally caught up with this low-pressure system. Now, they're going to send an Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft into it sometime today. And when they do, they'll be able to determine whether or not it's got any tropical features that we need to be concerned about along the East Coast. But it will bring, in certain portions where it's skirting the coastline, it'll bring heavy rain, and there'll be some gusty winds. But as far as what the winds are, they're not saying right at the moment.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. So, again, tell us about the Flying J real quick.
All right, folks, when you're traveling along the highways and byways of the country and the land, don't forget to pull into the nearest Pilot or Flying J, and you can find their locations at their website, pilotflyingj.com, and you can plan your trip accordingly. But when you stop in, be sure to join the Driver's Club.
Yep.
And be sure to make sure you're getting points for all the things that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J, and you can spend those points as you see fit.
Okay, and let's take this to the break.
We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time. And I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of. And we made love.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.